News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
53106, if you want to get in touch, 087 1400 106. Before we hand over to Claire, we still have much to cover. We'll be discussing whether or not it is true or simply a cliche that women are more empathetic than men. But before that, news from the States. First of all, Stephen Colbert has finally buried the last of the show that was once David Letterman's. We had the last airing of The Late Show last night. But before that, the Democrats find themselves in a position where their dirty laundry is getting aired in public or getting washed in public because an autopsy as to what went wrong in the 2024 election that was meant to be for private consumption within the party has been leaked through good work done by CNN and The Washington Post. And it reveals the challenges that they face coming into the midterms and coming into the next presidential election. Terry Sheridan, news director with WSHU Public Radio, is with us. Terry, it is not good reading if you are from a Democrat-leaning perspective, and there is much that you would suggest, or that the report would suggest, the Democrats have yet to fix.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think you said it, but let's be clear that this was a draft. This was not made for public consumption, and that many in the party and many in the Democratic National Committee, which is responsible for it, have said that this is basically a piece of garbage. But yes, it does not paint a pretty picture. It blames both former President Biden, it blames Kamala Harris, and it blames the party itself for basically, I'm paraphrasing here, basically blowing the election.
And it says, if you look ahead at the midterms and if you look ahead at the next presidential election, there are a couple of major structural issues that it points to. It says it didn't handle culture war issues well. It doesn't handle misinformation well. It has effectively abandoned rural America and it has effectively abandoned the South.
Right. And the other thing, too, and this was the big thing that was being played over here, is that they have not made an affirmative case for what they believe in it, for what Kamala Harris was doing. It did not make an affirmative case for what the Democratic Party was doing. And that's something that people are saying is continuing to happen right now, that it's blaming Trump. It's pointing at Trump, but it's not presenting a positive case for itself.
I realize that they are distancing themselves, as of course they would have to, by virtue of the fact that it's critical and they're hardly going to wrap their arms around it publicly. Do you get any sense from what you are hearing from the party that there is an openness to learn those lessons or even an ability to learn those lessons?
I don't know if there is an ability to learn those lessons. I mean, again, politicians tend to be dug in, even if they lose, about their positions. I think they're, I don't want to use the word desperation, but there is a fear that this perhaps could, you know, that it hasn't been fixed. And despite the unpopularity of President Trump in the States now, that they are still not seen as the people who could fix it going into the all-important midterms coming up in November.
Now, to the other big story, this emerging from last night, that, of course, the iconic Ed Sullivan Theatre, the lights are off, the doors are shut. That is the end of The Late Show. Was it a decent last show?
Oh, it was a phenomenal last show. If you're a fan of Stephen Colbert, but it was well done. He did not mention Donald Trump once, which was the main reason why he lost his show, according to what many people in the States believe. Even though CBS says it was a financial decision, he had many guests coming on, but he didn't mention Trump. He went out positive, and then he closed the show with Paul McCartney, and they came out and sang "Hello, Goodbye." There was a running joke that the Pope was going to be the last guest on the show. Colbert is a devout Catholic. There's been some exchanges between the two, so that was a running joke. There was also a running joke about who was going to be the last guest. So you had many celebrities in there, including Bryan Cranston, who were joking about that they were going to be the last guest. But all in all, it was a joyful farewell. It wasn't an angry farewell. It wasn't obviously there was some sadness there, but it wasn't. He didn't use the time to take shots at CBS for canceling him, nor for President Trump.
What's your sense of what it says about late night? Because obviously you would analyze trends in media in the States. And what a lot of commentators and what CBS were saying is the demographics have shifted older. The overall ratings are half what they once were during late night's peak. And the ad revenues that were once available have migrated in large part to the advertising giants that are Meta and Google. Does that mean that the whole thing that was once a powerhouse in television is dying?
Well, I think you could point to the whole thing behind television or network television, over-the-air broadcast television in general. Yes, everything you said is correct. It was still, however, the leading late-night talk show, and it has been for several years now. So it wasn't, while it wasn't the franchise, and while all of the late-night shows, whether it's The Tonight Show, whether it's Jimmy Kimmel, whatever, you know, yes, their ratings have gone down. The population doesn't wait up anymore for 11:30. To stay up an hour to watch these shows. They'll catch the clips the next morning on YouTube. Yes, it has changed. It doesn't have the same effect that it did 20, 30 years ago. So in that case, yes, that is correct. But still, it was still the number one late night talk show. And it was just the circumstances behind the cancellation, whether it was to please President Trump, whether it was to get a merger through between Paramount, that is the question. But yes, the landscape has definitely changed.
Terry, good to talk to you as ever. Terry Sheridan, news director at WSHU Public Radio. Here's Stephen Colbert speaking to his audience during his final sign-off.
Most nights I come out here and I talk to the audience beforehand. And tonight I thought I'd talk to the audience in here and the audience out there at home. This show, I want you to know and you to know, has been a joy for us to do for you. In fact, we call this show the Joy Machine, all right? We call it the Joy Machine because to do this many shows, it has to be a machine.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you choose to do it with joy, it doesn't hurt as much when your fingers get caught in the gears.
So there you go. That's the end of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Coming.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.